במעלות קדושים וטהורים, כזוהר הרקיע מזהירים את נשמת...
Under Jewish law, you should have a separate section for burying the Jewish dead. It should be marked as a separate section. It should have its own entrance and be identified as a Jewish section. And this part up here in Broome never had a section of its own as being Jewish. It was just part of the general section. And when we found out that it actually wasn't on a map on the Shire, the maps they had, Brenda suggested, how about we get this dedicated as a Jewish section? And the Shire were most enthusiastic about doing it.
So what has happened? What have you managed to organise, along with the Shire, to make this a Jewish cemetery?
Well, they've marked it on their map as being a section for Jewish burials. And as you can see, we've put four posts up to mark the actual section. Putting a fence up would be ridiculous in this particular situation. And so we put our four posts up, we've marked it out, and people come here, it's got the sign up saying Jewish section. People know that it is a Jewish section.
And what would happen if a Jewish person living in Broome dies in the next year or so? Will they be able to be buried here?
Absolutely. Absolutely, they'll be able to be buried here. They can, I don't know how many plots are left, but yes, absolutely.
Are you able to sort of explain a bit more about the history of the Jewish community in Broome in the early years?
Well, it seems as though many Jews were, when they came to Australia, especially from Europe and Great Britain, they were attracted to the jewellery industry. As Jews have been craftsmen of jewellery for centuries, and they went to places like the Goldfields, and obviously they've come here because of the pearls. But along with the pearls, they've become general traders. So we've got six been buried here, six pioneers been buried here. But there are many in Perth, families who their grandfathers were the bootmaker and general stores and whatever. It was a pioneer place, and the Jews from Europe, there was never any anti-Semitism in Broome. Racial tolerance, so they were happy to be here.
Do you know if there was ever a synagogue in the town?
We know there wasn't, but we know that a man who's not buried here, whose name was Mark Rubin, was a very wealthy man. He'd made a lot of money in the goldfields of Western Australia, and he had a lovely house in Robinson Street. And apparently that was open for any communal events, maybe like Passover or other Jewish festivals, where people used to go and join in together. And it was known as the Open Jewish House, but it never ever had a synagogue. In fact, only outside of the Perth metropolitan area, only Coolgardie and Kalgoorlie ever had synagogues.
And why do you do it? You've been doing it for years and years now.
We've been doing this since 1988, and it's a blessing for us to do this. It's something we give back to our community. We don't charge. It's all done off our own back. We don't get funded from anywhere. It's all off our own. Our own funding comes from us. And it's just a pleasure to give back something to our community. My interest has always been in cemeteries because of the history.
Warren, what will people be able to do if they're visiting Broome? This is quite a tourist attraction, I suppose, the Broome Cemetery, for all its different multicultural areas and different religious sections. How will the Jewish section now change or add to what is already a quite unique part of Broome?
Well, many people don't know there was a Jewish section here because it was just four isolated tombstones. Now, they will be able to see it. They will be able to come and pay respects. When Jews visit a cemetery, they usually place a little stone on the grave. So hopefully when we come back, there'll be many little stones on there that the community has place there to say that they've been. Because we do know many people come to Broome for holidays from the Jewish community in Perth. So now, hopefully, they'll come and not only look at the famous Japanese and Chinese cemeteries here, but they'll come and have a look at the little Jewish cemetery as well.